are back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ, and we are talking Michigan Tech men's basketball. Head coach Kevin Luke is with us. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, boys.
Y'all set for the season? A real season?
It's here, and we better be ready. We got a long way to go, but we better be ready, and I know our guys are excited, as is our staff.
Coach, had a chance to see the team against Finlandia. Seems like a long time ago now, but what did you learn in that game?
Well, you know, there's a couple good things. You know, right now the biggest thing that we need, especially in our perimeter, is experience. And, you know, every minute that these guys get is going to be more value to the program. And, you know, I like the job that Dylan has done so far to date. It's going to be a process. We have to be patient. He shot the ball well against Finlandia. I like the way that our freshmen handle themselves. On a whole, the team was a little bit tentative at first, you know, getting the uniforms on, having a crowd there. It was a little bit slow, but I thought in the second half we looked a lot better, and hopefully at the start of the Duluth game Thursday night will be, you know, more fluid. I know that, it's going to be a process. I'm not trying to make excuses. It is what it is, and that's what we have to look forward to. I thought defensively we did fairly well, still missing a couple assignments here and there, but, you know, through the game process and experience, I'm hoping some of that will get shored up.
What kind of things have you been kind of focusing in on with Duluth this week in practice?
Well, we have to be prepared for full court pressure because of our inexperience, and they're going to play a little bit of 1-3-1, you know, kind of not aggressively trapping, but closing the lanes down a little bit, and we got to be aggressive in that. We should be able to get shots. We should be able to swing the basketball and spread the wealth as far as being balanced, but you know, we can't go in there with any, you know, hesitancy and be successful. Our guys got to be aggressive. We got to get after it. We can't lay back. And I'm not saying take the first shot. I'm saying just be aggressive in what we do, and I think we'll be fine.
Is that a tough thing to try to teach the guys to be aggressive, but not, you know? I think you've proven over the years that a few passes makes the offense go a lot better. How do you balance that with the guys and trying to teach them?
You know, that's a great question, and it's to a point where some of our tentativeness is because we're worried about making mistakes. And with youth and inexperience, that happens. We got to play freely. I know we're going to make mistakes. And once we get over that hurdle, I think we'll make, you know, bigger strides. You know, guys are still worried about making mistakes, and it just slows the process down. The game's not fluid, and you know, we're there right now. But again, I do believe in my heart that with game experience, this group's gonna, you know, be pretty good. I'm not sure when that time's gonna come, Wes, but I'm hoping it starts Thursday night.
Well, Coach, how does that for us that don't know the game as well as you, with the full court press like that, how does it change the speed of the game as far as your offense? Does it sometimes speed it up because you have to, you know, break that and get down there and then make a rush decision?
Yeah, I think they want to get you sped up, and you know, certainly the game that in a player's mind, if the game is slowed down, it's good. That doesn't mean they're not moving fast because they're good athletes. It means that their mind is able to make the proper decision at the right time. And I think us right now, with our inexperience and having our perimeter not game tested as far as handling pressure and who's going to handle that pressure and the aggressiveness that is required. You know, and that's just simply the whole thing. It's just going to be a matter of time. I think that they can do it. I think they have the confidence to do it, but it's hard to simulate in practice like the athleticism that Duluth is going to have. So if we can handle that with anybody in our league, not only Duluth, you know, we're going to be a good club. We'll have good balance, and it's just a decision process getting the game to a tempo in your mind that you can play successfully.
What do we know about Duluth? Have they had a chance to get their season underway? I haven't had a chance to look at their schedule.
You know what? They're 1-1 right now. They play in a tournament down in Arkansas. They're 1-1. They play Northern Michigan tonight at Duluth, then they come over here for Thursday, and they go on the road and play at Parkside on Saturday. So they got an NBA schedule.
Wow.
They got five games in their first, you know, week, a little over a week. So it's going to be difficult, but you know, they're going to be game tested much more than we're going to be game tested. So it'll be interesting. They got the other things we know is they got three or four junior college seniors that have a lot of experience at Duluth, and they're really athletic, and they can run, jump, and go. So we got to get that. We got to get back on defense. We got to be able to contain their athleticism a little bit, and I'm confident we can do it. We just have to go out and execute it.
What will it mean to be opening at home? Obviously, we get the pep band and the atmosphere, and just to get a chance to play in front of your home fans.
You know, that's right. And again, it's the same old thing at this time of the year. It's great to play against some different competition. Duluth will be a very formidable foe, and we basically always start with them. And last year, I think it was a 2-point game down there. We watched the game yesterday. We were down by 12 early in the first half, and we came back. And I would suspect that it's going to be another tough game, but it's going to be great playing at home. And this is a year, Wes, that I'm really, because of our inexperience, excited we're playing at home, because just the feeling of comfort will help our crew.
Well, we're looking forward to the game on Thursday. It's 7 o'clock opening tip-off and first regular season game. You guys started a little bit later than the ladies, and you guys got a little bit slower of a schedule here to start. They're going to have three games in before you guys get to your second.
Yep, and we jump on a bus next week and over Thanksgiving and head down to the friendly confines of Owensboro, Kentucky at Kentucky Wesleyan. So it doesn't get any easier, but it's going to be fun. It's that's what this is all about, preparing to, and the challenge to get these guys ready has been really fun.
All right, Coach. Well, we're looking forward to it. Can't wait for the season to start. We wish you the best of luck. Minnesota Duluth coming in to take on the Huskies on Thursday night. 7 o'clock. Tickets are available at the ticket office, 487-2073. Thanks, Coach.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have a great day.
Coach Kevin Luke of the men's basketball team. More coming your way of Huskies Drive Time right after these. The night-